Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, May 14th, the sixth Sunday of Easter. Father Joe Hudson speaks to us today, and the title of his sermon is, If You Love Me. As you listen to Father Joe, consider these questions. Do I love Jesus? Do I genuinely love Jesus? In what ways do I demonstrate that love?
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot conceive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
May we hear from you this day, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, it was late afternoon when Jesus finally left the crowds to make his way through the streets of Jerusalem along with his 12 disciples. He well knew the house where they were headed. It was suitable for his purpose this night. It would be a quiet and intimate place. They approached the house and made their way to the upper room where they would eat a meal together. It was the Sabbath. It was the time of the Passover. As far as Jesus knew, this might be their last Passover together. And so, obviously, his heart was heavy. His enemies had been plotting against him for a while now. The political and religious storm clouds had been building, and things were moving inexorably towards some dark crescendo. This would be the last time they could gather for a few quiet moments, his last opportunity to impart a few final crucial teachings that would hopefully sustain them in the challenges that were certain to come. Among all of Jesus' many followers and disciples and even hangers-on, these men were the precious few called to carry on his teaching and ministry and take it out to all the known world. Although they were not the kind of men most people would have chosen, most being nothing more than coarse, blundering fishermen and common laborers from the Galilean countryside of all places. Yet for Jesus, this was his A-team, the elite among his disciples. After meal, Jesus settled in to teach. He began, If you love me, if. A strange way for him to start. You see, he was speaking here to his closest friends. They would have spent three long, hard, difficult, bonding years together, times of abundance and deprivation, times of rejoicing and sadness. One would assume that these 12 would have been completely committed and passionate, not only about Jesus' cause, but about Jesus himself. You would think it would have been a given fact that these men genuinely loved Jesus. You would think Jesus would have said to them, "You who love me." But no, on this day, in this room, he began, "If you love me." So why? Well, maybe it was because Judas was there in the room. You remember Judas, the one who would soon betray him. Surely someone with his makeup, maybe a man who was plotting betrayal, he might most likely not know, love Jesus genuinely. But we don't know that for certain. Maybe he did love his Lord. After all, how many of Jesus' other disciples down through the centuries have acted contrary to Christ's will in moments of their human frailty? But Jesus wasn't just addressing Judas when he raised the issue of love for him. He was speaking to all of them, even his closest disciples and friends, Peter, James, and John. "If you love me." Jesus, the fully human one who walked this earth as a man who was at the same time fully divine, as he reclined there at table in that small upper room, he may have slowly glanced around at every one of those 12, possibly thinking, Thomas, does Thomas love me? What about Philip? Does Philip love me? Does Andrew love me? One by one, his eyes making their way around the table, he may have thought, they all say they love me. But when push comes to shove, and very soon things are going to get extremely hard, how will they feel about me then? Do they genuinely love me? And so Jesus spoke to every one of them that day, "If you love me." He wanted them to think deeply and honestly about their relationship with him, where they stood in their love for their Lord. And just like those first disciples, each and every one of us here in this room are also challenged by Jesus to grapple with that statement, "If you love me." So I'm going to give you an opportunity to take a moment right now to think about that statement. Picture yourself at the table with the 12. Jesus turns and looks directly at you, and you hear him say, "If you love me." Ask yourself, do I love him? Do I genuinely love Jesus? Pause for a moment and reflect on that scene. If in your heart of hearts, the answer is a confident yes, I do love Christ, then you might consider the following up with another question. In what ways do I demonstrate that love? Well, today's gospel begins this way. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Jesus makes an inherent and inviolable connection between love for him and the keeping of his commandments. Love and obedience go hand in hand. But notice, Jesus did not refer to just any set of commandments here. He didn't say, for example, "If you love me, keep the Ten Commandments." Or maybe, "If you love me, follow all the do's and don'ts of your particular church denomination." No, Jesus said, "Keep my commandments." I bet you didn't know that Jesus had made up his own list of commandments, just like the Jewish 613 commandments made up of 248 do's and 365 don'ts. Maybe not quite. Jesus' list was a bit shorter. it was a whole lot easier to understand. His list was made up of how many? Two, yes, commandments. Two, not 10, not 613. In the Gospels, we are told that one day Jesus was approached with a question. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? In response, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. For every Jew in Jesus' day, all the minute aspects of civil and religious society have been guided and governed and structured on the law of Moses and the prophets. Life was based on the Hebrew scriptures. That was their legal code. Jesus was saying that every commandment in scripture was fulfilled in these two. You shall love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you fulfill these two, you are faithfully obeying all of God's requirements. Jesus is calling us to love God with all our being and our neighbors at least as much as we love ourselves. It's a high bar to hurdle. Jesus is showing us the standard, the goal, the mark of one who follows in the way of Christ. For a follower of Christ, God will be the very heartbeat of their life, their love, their greatest joy and passion. God will be their North Star, their true north. When God is moving towards this position of first place in our lives, we will begin to naturally love our friends and acquaintances and even strangers and those of various religious and cultural backgrounds as much as we love ourselves. Of course, this also assumes that we love ourselves honestly and deeply and with great compassion and forgiveness. Kind of starts there. So how can we ever hope to live up to this high standard? Well, let me return to today's gospel. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, helper, comforter, to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. Jesus was speaking of the coming of the Holy Spirit. After Jesus had died and rose again, and before his ascension, his very last words to his disciples were these: but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. You see, it was the Spirit of God who enabled those first disciples to live the God life, to love God and others, and to bring the message of God's love and forgiveness and justice to the very ends of the earth. As you and I grow up in faith, as we are baptized, learn the scriptures, grow, stumble, and fall, turn away from others, and sometimes even from God, seek forgiveness, repeatedly turn back towards Christ, open our hearts more and more to God and to others, find times to regularly be quiet in God's presence and continually be filled with the Spirit of God. As you and I walk in this way, we will more and more find ourselves in love with God and with all of God's children on the face of the earth. If you love me, obey and be filled with the Spirit.